Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you with all our heart.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们全心的爱你。
We want to know you better.
我们要更多的认识你。
We have come together to learn of you.
我们来到这里要更多的认识你。
You are our best friend.
你是我们最好的朋友。
And you have called us your friends.
你称我们为你的朋友。
You said if we do what you commanded us, we would become your friends.
你说我们若遵守你的命令，你就称我们为你的朋友。
But our heart's desire is to know you better.
但我们的心渴慕着要更多的认识你。
We pray that you will open our eyes to see you.
我们恳求你开我们的眼睛来看见你。
Let us look into your face.
让我们注视你的容面。
As we open the word of God, reveal yourself to us.
当我们来看你的话语，求你将你自己启示给我们。
Take the scales from our eyes.
拿去我们眼中的鳞片。
That we may see you clearly.
好，让我们清楚地看见你。
Let us hear your voice.
让我们听见你的声音。
Your voice is full of love for us.
你的声音满了对我们的爱。
Your voice is music in our ears.
你的声音在我们的耳中就是动听的音乐。
As we gather in your name, we want you to be standing in the midst.
当我们奉你的名聚集在这里，我们渴望你就站在我们的当中。
And that is your promise. Even if there's just two or three of us, you stand in the midst.
那是你的应许。你说就是两三个人奉你的名聚会，你就站在我们的当中。
We come with thanksgiving in our hearts.
我们带着感恩的心来到你的面前。
We are so grateful that we have this opportunity to be together to worship you.
我们何等的感恩，我们还有这样的机会能够聚集在这里来敬拜你。
We look forward to the day.When we will all be together in one place.
我们渴慕期待着那一天，我们都可以全部聚集在一个地方。
In one language.
有一个同一的语言。
And we will be worshiping and adoring you.
我们就一起来敬拜你，来爱慕你。
You satisfy our heart completely.
你完全地满足我们的心。
When you visit us and reveal yourself, it is our greatest joy.
当你来造访我们，向我们启示你自己的时候，那是何等的喜乐。
Remove every hindrance.
挪去一切的拦阻。
Open our hearts.
开我们的心。
That we will see Jesus only.
让我们单单看见耶稣。
And be changed. After we leave this meeting together, let us be changed.
当我们离开这个聚会的时候，让我们都被改变。
We know, Jesus, that's your desire to work deep within us.
主耶稣，我们知道这是你的渴慕，要在我们的里面更深的工作。
So we ask you to remove all hindrances.
所以我们请求你来挪去每一个拦阻。
That your will be done.
好让你的旨意成就。
And your kingdom will come.
你的国降临。
In your holy name we ask it. Amen.
我们奉你的圣名而恳求。Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. 赞美主。
Oh, it's so good to be with you again.
哦，跟你们在一起真好。
Those of you who are joining us for our very first class at the e-school.
昨天你们参加我们网校第一次课的家人们。
In this month of March, our goal is to get to know Jesus better.
在我们三月份的网校课程里，我们的目的是要更多的、更深的认识耶稣。
We want him to reveal himself to us.
我们渴望他更多的向我们启示他自己。
Oh, it's been over 70 years since I found Jesus as my Savior.
自从我找到耶稣做我的救主，已经是超过70多年了。
And when I was just a teenager, he revealed his presence to me.
当我还是一个十几岁的青少年的时候，他就向我启示了他自己。
But I want to know him better.
但我渴望更多的认识他。
I want to become acquainted with him.
我渴望与他熟识。
And so when we were choosing the titles for the month of March, it came to me, we'll study Jesus.
所以我们选择了我们三月份网校的主题，就是我们要更深的认识耶稣，更多的学习认识他。
We want a clear picture of him.
我们要得到一幅关于他的清楚的图画。
And that's why we go to the Bible to search and find him.
那就是为什么我们要来到圣经里面来查考关于他的话语。
Our first lesson this month is to behold the Lamb of God praying.
我们今天第一次的课的主题是看那神的羔羊在祷告。
I've been reading over different places in the gospel where Jesus was praying.
我查考了圣经很多的地方，看到耶稣在祷告的场景。
Sometimes he's kneeling, sometimes he's lying flat before the Father.
有的时候他跪在那里，有的时候他俯伏在地上，俯伏在父的面前。
The position doesn't matter so much as that great longing in his heart to be with the Father.
他的姿势是什么样的并不重要，重要的是他心里对父的极其的渴慕。
When he came into the world to be born in human flesh,
当他以人肉身的形式来到世上的时候，
it was a separation from his father.
对他来说，那是跟父的一个分离。
But we find over and over again,He went apart to pray to be with his father.
但我们一再的发现，他就退到一边去向父祷告。
We will see how very dependent he was on hearing his father's voice.
我们可以看见他是何等的依赖于听见他父的声音。
He went to his father for directions.
他来到他父的面前，求父的指示。
And as we study prayer, we find out that true prayer seeks God himself.
当我们来看祷告这个主题时，我们发现真实的祷告寻求神自己。
Oh, you know, to seek him is to find him.
你们知道，寻找他就是寻见他。
And to find him is everything.
寻见他就是一切。
Sometimes we seek for health or we seek for finances, but to seek him brings everything we need.
有的时候我们寻求的是一些帮助，一些经济上的祝福，但是如果我们寻见他，我们就寻见了我们所需要的一切。
Jesus says, your father knows the things you have need of.
耶稣说，你们所需要的这一切，你们的父是知道的。
But our greatest need is to know him.
但我们最大的需要就是要认识他。
To find him.
就是寻见他。
And God says, even in the Old Testament,If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me.
神在旧约里面说，你若全心地寻求我，就必寻见我。
So we draw near this morning to learn about the Lord Jesus being the man of prayer.
所以今天早上我们来靠近他，来学习看见耶稣是一个祷告的人。
Oh, how wonderful.
何等的奇妙。
Sister Alice is going to sing for us the prayer that we have. Teach us to pray.
圣经姐妹要给我们唱一首歌，这首歌也是我们的祷告，求主教我祷告。
Let that be our song too.
让它也成为我们的诗歌。
叫我祷告，主叫我祷告，这是我心中每日呼求。我要知道你旨意和道路，叫我祷告，主叫我祷告。我在主里面，住在我心，有我在主里是我所求，赐给我能力或是祷告，我令人归主满有能力。祷告的能力，祷告能力，为这不幸的罪恶世界，众多灵魂将要沉沦失散，主啊，赐我祷告的能力。我在主里面，住在我心，有我在主里是我所求，赐给我能力或是祷告，我令人归主满有能力。我软弱意志，主能重振，我罪恶本性，主能制服，用更新能力现在充满我，使我祷告遵心有能力。 活在主里面，住在我心，永活在主里是我所求，赐给我能力，或是祷告，或令人归主，没有能力，叫我祷告，主，叫我祷告，我心仰望你，日日更深。你是我保障，从今至永远。叫我祷告，主，叫我祷告。我在主里面，住在我心，永活在主里是我所求，赐给我能力，或是祷告，或令人归主，没有能力。我在主里面，住在我心，永活在主里是我所求，赐给我能力，或是祷告，我令人归主，没有能力。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。哦，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。哦，主，这是我们的祷告。主，我们向你祈求。主啊，你来带领我们，带领我们祷告。主，我们说祷告的事我们不知道，属灵的事情我们更不知道。哦，主，我们的心仰望你，仰望你。主，你来教导我们，带领我们进入那属灵的时际，让我们借着主啊，我们能够更多的来认识你，更多的明白主你的心意，你的旨意在我们每一个人的身上。主啊，哦，哈利路亚，帮助我们，也赐给我们祷告的能力，使我们也能够为众人来祈求。主啊，教导我们，教导我们，谢谢主。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
哈利路亚，阿们，阿们，
阿们。
Oh, it's so wonderful to have him teach us what it means to pray.
何等的美好，让他自己来教导我们怎样祷告。
God wants to have us communicate with him.
神愿意我们来跟他交通。
He wants to talk to us as we talk to him.
当我们跟他谈话的时候，他也想要跟我们谈话。
That's why you have learned to wait in his presence.
那就是为什么你们在学习在他的同在中等候他。
You get still before him and you listen for his voice.
你安静地来到他面前，来聆听他的声音。
It's his desire to communicate.
他心中的渴望是要来跟你交通。
Sometimes we rush into his presence and we ask him for this, we ask him for that.
有的时候我们就匆忙地来到他面前，我们向他求这个求那个。
He says, no, wait a minute, wait a minute, sit still before me.
他说，等一下，等一下，你先安静地坐在我面前。
Let me reveal myself to you.
让我向你显示我自己。
You remember, as you have read Radiant Glory, the story Mrs. Robinson told.
你记得在荣耀的光辉里，罗宾森师母讲了她自己的故事。
She was busy long hours at a time with many, many needs presented to her.
有一段时间，她忙碌地工作了很多个小时，因为在施工里有很多的需要。
And she would take them to Jesus and have to have this problem solved, that problem settled.
她就把他们带到主的面前，请求他来解决这个问题，解决那个问题。
She was managing the faith home work.
她在管理信心家庭的施工。
But before she presented them all, she's.Sat down in his presence and enjoyed him.
但是在他还没有带到主面前之前，他先坐在他的同在里，享受主自己。
He revealed his great love for her and for the people.
神向他显示他自己对他极大的爱，还有对众百姓极大的爱。
And when she finished the time with him,As she was leaving her prayer room,
当她结束了在神面前的等候，离开祷告室的时候，
she said, "Oh, I forgot to mention that. I forgot to mention this."
她说，我忘记跟主提这件事那件事了。
But she had the wonderful answer that the Lord had taken care of all of that.
但他得到了那奇妙的答案，主已经应许他自己会照管所有这一切。
And I know many of you have learned to sit quietly in his presence.
我知道你们中很多人都已经学会了安静地坐在他的同在里。
To enjoy the warmth of his love.
来享受他爱的温暖。
It's like,Basking in the sunshine.
那就好像沐浴在日光的温暖之中。
That's wonderful.
是何等的奇妙。
But this morning, we're going to look through the Gospels and see the times when Jesus prayed.
但今天早上，我们要来查考福音书，看主耶稣他是怎样祷告的。
His goal was to be with his father.
他的目标就是要与他的父在一起。
That was true prayer, coming before God the Father.
那是真实的祷告，就是来到父的面前。
Connecting with him.
与他连结。
And being in his presence.
在他的同在里。
Jesus, as the Son of Man, was very dependent on his heavenly Father.
耶稣作为人子，他完全地依赖他的天父。
He was giving us an example of how dependent we need to be on him.
他给我们立了这样一个榜样，让我们知道我们也是何等的需要依赖他。
The first time we see Jesus in the scripture is when he was 12 years old.
我们在圣经里第一次看见主耶稣是在他十二岁的时候。
He had gone with his parents to the temple.
他跟他的父母一起来到圣殿里。
And they lost track of him.
他们找不到耶稣了。
And he said, "Don't you know I had to be about my father's business?"
耶稣对他父母说，岂不知我当以父的事为念吗？
He was speaking to the religious leaders about his father.
他在跟那些宗教的领袖谈到他的天父。
He was explaining the scriptures to them.
他向他们解释圣经。
But,In order to obey God's will, he went back home with his parents, and he told them.
但为了要遵行父的旨意，他就顺服地跟随父母回到他的家里，并且告诉他们。
We read that he was subject to his parents.
我们读到他顺服了他的父母。
He learned it wasn't time to do what his father sent him to do.
他得知神让他所做的事工的时间还没有到。
He learned to be obedient to his parents.
他学习了要完全的顺服父母。
And we don't hear about him for another 18 years in Scripture.
在圣经里，直到十八年以后，我们才又得知他的消息。
But when he turned about 30 years old, he came to be baptized by John the Baptist.
但当他三十岁的时候，他来受施洗约翰的洗。
Oh, John the Baptist said, "I'm not worthy to baptize you. You should be baptizing me."
施洗约翰对他说：“我不配受你的洗，我本当受，我不配为你施洗，我本当受你的洗。”
But Jesus said, "It's necessary that we fulfill." What God our Father wants.
但主耶稣说，我们理当尽诸般的义。
And in obedience, he was baptized.
在他的顺服里，他受了施洗约翰的水洗。
Our scripture is in the book of Luke, chapter 3.
我们的经文是在路加福音第三章。
When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized.
路加福音三章二十一节，众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗。
And while he prayed, the heaven was open.
正祷告的时候，天就开了。
And the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him.
圣灵降临在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子。
A voice came from heaven which said, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
God had been watching over him all of those 18 years of silence.
在他这十八年沉默的时间里，天父一直都在看着他。
The scriptures don't even tell us about those instances, but he was learning obedience.
圣经没有告诉我们这其中的细节，但是他都在学习顺服。
And here our first recording tells us that while he prayed, the heaven was open.
在路加福音里，这里第一次记录他的事迹。他提到耶稣祷告的时候，天就开了。
Oh, I want us to believe that when you pray, the heaven is open.
我希望大家能够相信，当你祷告的时候，天就开了。
The Lord hears your prayer.
主听你的祷告。
I just love that, to think of heaven opening.
我何等的喜爱知道天在开。
And the Holy Spirit descended like a dove upon him.
圣灵降临在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子。
But best of all, he heard his father's voice, "You are my beloved son, in you I'm well pleased."
但最棒的是他听见了父的声音，父说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
Oh, so wonderful to know that we can please God.
Oh, 何等的奇妙，我们能够知道我们可以讨父的喜悦。
We please him by our obedience.
我们借着我们的顺服讨他的喜悦。
And well, you say that was Jesus, the Son of God.
你说那耶稣是神的儿子。
But in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 5, we read about Enoch. He pleased God.
但在希伯来书十一章五节，我们也读到以诺的例子，以诺也蒙了神的喜悦。
The scripture says Enoch pleased God, walking and talking with him.
圣经告诉我们，以诺得了神的喜悦，他与神同行，与神交谈。
And the day came when God took him home with him.
那一天来到，神就把他接走了。
The next verse in Hebrews says that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
在十一章六节，圣经告诉我们，神赏赐那寻求他的人，那恳切寻求他的人。
Enoch was one of those who diligently sought him.
以诺是一个殷勤恳切寻求神的人。
That should be our goal, to seek him for himself.
那应当是我们的目标，因着他自己来寻求他。
You remember St. Paul's prayer, Oh, that I might know him.
你记得使徒保罗的祷告，哦，让我认识基督。
Oh, that should be our cry. Oh, Jesus, I want to know you.
那也应当成为我们的呼喊。哦，耶稣，让我来认识你。
Yes, Paul had seen him on the road to Damascus, but he wanted to know him better.
是的，保罗在大马士革的路上遇见了主。但他要更多的认识主。
And he's a rewarder of those who are earnestly seeking him.
神也赏赐那恳切寻求他的人。
The next verse tells us, without faith, it's impossible to please him.
下一节经文，他告诉我们，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
We must believe that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
我们必须相信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Sometimes we don't feel like our prayers are being heard.
有的时候我们感觉我们的祷告好像没有被听见。
That's a lie of Satan.
那是撒旦的谎言。
God always listens.
神总是听我们的祷告。
He's everywhere. He hears your prayers.And he hears mine.
他听见你的祷告，他也听见我的祷告。
Doesn't matter how far away we are from each other, he's hearing our prayers.
无论你在多么远的地方，他都听见了我们的祷告。
I have many scriptures to share with you in the Gospels, but I was so taken with this.Baptism, where heaven opened when Jesus prayed.
我今天有很多的经文要跟你们分享，但是在路加福音这段耶稣受水洗，他祷告的时候天就开了，这段经文深深地吸引了我。
And we can believe that for ourselves, that when we pray, heaven is open.
我们也可以相信这将会发生在我们的身上。当我们祷告时，天就开了。
The Lord hears our cry.
神听见我们的呼喊。
Because he's constantly encouraged us, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will answer you.
他一直都在鼓励我们，在患难的时候呼求我，我就与你同在。
And we see how Daniel prayed, and it seemed like his prayers weren't being answered those 3 weeks.
我们也看见但以理是怎样祷告的，他的祷告有三个礼拜的时间被拦阻。
There was some resistance, but God gave the answer.
那里有一些拦阻，但是神赐下了回应。
In the meantime, he tests our faith.
在这同时，他在试验我们的信心。
He wants to see, do we believe him?
他要看见我们是否真的信靠他。
And he is well pleased with those who believe him, even when we don't get the answer that we seek right away.
他非常的喜悦那些人，当他们即使没有得到祷告的答应时，仍然坚信他的应许。
Hallelujah. Well, as we go on into the gospel story in the book of Luke, we find that great multitudes came together to hear and be healed by Jesus of their infirmities.
当我们继续来到路加福音第五章，耶稣有很多的百姓，有很多的百姓来聚集在耶稣这里，指望他医治他们的病。
You remember after Jesus was baptized of John, the Spirit drove him into the wilderness to be tempted of the enemy.
你知道，当耶稣受了施洗约翰的洗，圣灵引导他到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
But after those days of temptation, Jesus was victor every time.
但当主耶稣得胜的胜过了魔鬼的试探，他在每一次的试炼中都得胜了。
And he came out of the wilderness in the power of the Holy Ghost.
他满有圣灵的能力从旷野里出来。
That's when we find these great multitudes coming together to hear him be healed.
就在那个时候，我们发现《路加福音》第五章十五节这个经文，有极多的人聚集来听到，指望他医治他们的病。
But Jesus knew where his help came from.
但主耶稣知道他的帮助是从何而来。
In that same verse in Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, we read that Jesus himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed.
在路加福音第五章十五节，我们发现耶稣常常退到旷野去祷告。
That isn't usually when people or teachers or preachers pray.
我们的很多的牧师传道人并不是像耶稣这样常常退下来去祷告。
And everything is so successful, and we are seeing God heal people that we pray for. We don't usually go in the wilderness and pray.
当事工的一切都很顺利、很蒙福的时候，我们并不是像耶稣这样常常退下来去祷告。
We sit back and take a rest.
我们就坐下来，好好的享受一下。
And we like to hear their testimonies of healing.
我们喜欢听到别人得医治的见证。
But our Jesus withdrew into the wilderness after this and prayed.
而我们的主耶稣经过这一切的得胜，他却退到旷野去祷告。
You remember our studies in the book of John, how Jesus said, "The works that I do are not mine; they're my Father's."
你记得在约翰福音，我们的主耶稣说，我所做的工不是我的工，乃是父的工。
The words that I speak are not mine; they're from my Father.
我所说的话不是出于我，乃是从父来的。
So that's why Jesus withdrew into the wilderness.
那就是为什么耶稣要退到旷野。
He was dependent on his Father at all times.
他在每一个时刻都依赖于他的父神。
There's another great instance that Matthew's gospel tells us. This was after the feeding of the 5,000.
在马太福音十四章有另外一个例子，当主耶稣喂饱了五千人以后。
And when Jesus had sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain by himself to pray.
他散了众人以后，耶稣就独自上山去祷告。
And when evening came, he was alone there.
到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。
That was another wonderful time of success in the ministry. 5,000 were fed.
这是另外一次事工得到了极大的胜利，有五千人被喂饱了。
Oh, that was a wonderful miracle. But we see Jesus sends them away, and he goes up into the mountain to pray.
Oh, 这是何等奇妙的神迹！但是我们看到耶稣把他们差去，他自己独自上山去祷告。
He was alone there with his father.
他单独一人与他的父在一起。
I know many of you gather together in groups of two or three or 20 or 30, however large the group is, and you pray together.
我知道你们很多人都用在小组里聚集在一起，无论是两三个人、二十个人，还是很多人，你们在一起祷告。
Those are wonderful times.
那是非常美好的时刻。
I remember when I was a teenager and I was in a prayer group like that, I didn't want to move. The power and the glory of God was filling the room.
我记得当我还是一个青少年的时候，我也在参加这样的祷告会，神的荣耀和能力如此的充满房间，我一动都不想动。
But we learn in this verse in Matthew's gospel that when it was evening, Jesus was alone in that mountain.
当我们在马太福音这段经文里发现，到了晚上，只有耶稣一人在山上祷告。
It made me remember when I fell in love with my husband and we would have a party together with a lot of friends.
这使得我想起当我跟我的先生相爱的时候，我们喜欢在人群中聚集在一起，跟别人一起享受。
But I thought to myself, oh, I look forward to when my husband was going to take me home and we would be alone.
但我在心里想，我更加期待当我先生把我带回家里，我单独跟他在一起的时间。
Now God likes to get us alone with him too.
神也希望我们单独与他同在。
He can speak his heart to us.
他可以把他的心倾倒给我们。
He tells his secrets to those that separate and are alone with him.
向那些分别单独与他同在的人，他会诉说他的秘密。
He reveals his will to us.
他把他的意志意愿向我们启示。
And Jesus said, when you pray, go in your closet alone and shut the door.
主耶稣说，你祷告的时候要进入内室，关上门。
God so longs for our fellowship.
神何等的渴慕我们跟他交通。
He comes to us when we are gathered together, but he also has those special times when he has us all to himself.
当我们聚集在一起的时候，他会临到我们，但是当我们单独个别的跟他在一起，对他来说是更加的特别。
Oh, Jesus, help us to remember to get alone with you.
Oh, 耶稣帮助我们记得要单独与你同在。
Even though we're separated from everyone else, we're united to you.
即使我们彼此之间都分隔开，但是我们可以跟你联合。
You see us in secret and you reward us openly.
你看见我们在内室的祷告，你就公开的报偿我们。
We can be so real with you.
我们可以这样真实的跟你在一起。
Because you know everything about us.
因为你知道我们所有的一切。
You know the changes you want to make in us.
你知道你要在我们里面所做的改变。
So we pray you'll give us a desire to be alone with you the way you want to be alone with us.
所以我们祷告，让我们这样的渴慕跟你单独在一起，就像你渴慕跟我们单独在一起一样。
And then when we come together, it'll be more blessed.
这样当我们再一次聚集在一起的时候，我们就更加的蒙福。
Hallelujah. Well, we've heard from Luke and Matthew. Let's turn to the book of Mark, the first chapter.
让我们来翻到马可福音第一章。
After Jesus healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons.
当耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人，又赶出许多鬼以后。
Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed.
次日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野僻静的地方去，在那里祷告。
Here again, we see many victories he won, but then that night, he woke up in the middle of the night while it's still dark, and he went apart alone to pray.
这里又一次我们看到耶稣在施工里取得了许多的得胜，但是在晚上天还未亮的时候，在夜半他就起来到旷野去祷告。
His disciples searched for him. They said, "Everyone's looking for you. Where did you go?"
他的门徒们在寻找他。他们说，众人都在找你，你去哪里了？
Jesus had been with his father.
耶稣跟他的父在一起。
No doubt he had been thanking him for pouring out his spirit.
难怪他感谢父神浇灌下他的圣灵来医治许多的病人。
And to cast out demons even.
甚至赶出许多的污鬼。
But Jesus answers them and said, "Let us go to the next town."
耶稣回答他们说，让我们到邻近的乡村。
Jesus was always seeking to know the Father's will.
耶稣一直都在寻求知道父神的旨意。
He couldn't sleep. He got up before the daylight. And he sought for his father's will.
他甚至牺牲了睡眠，天未亮的时候，他就起来寻求父的旨意。
And the father plainly told him, "Go to the next town."
父就明明地告诉他，到邻近的乡村去。
That would be hard for some ministers to leave behind a successful meetings. To go out to a new place.
对很多的牧师来说，这是很难做的一件事，来留下这些这么成功的事工，去到邻近的地方去。
In the natural, we'd want to stay where there was success.
在我们的天然里面，我们愿意留在那成功的境界里。
But the main reason Jesus is praying at every turn, he wants to do the Father's will.
但主耶稣为什么在每一个情形中都在祷告？他的原因是他要寻求父的旨意。
Let's look back at Luke's gospel.
让我们回到路加福音。
It came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray. And he continued all night in prayer to God.
路加福音六章十二节，那时耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神。
And he called his disciples to himself when it was daytime, and from them he chose 12 whom he named apostles.
到了天亮，叫他的门徒来。就从他们中间挑选十二个人，称他们为使徒。
Jesus spent all night seeking the Father's will about who to choose.
主耶稣整夜都在寻求父的旨意，他应当拣选哪一位？
Oh, there are those fishermen, Peter and James and John and Andrew.
那里有渔夫彼得。约翰、雅各。
But then there was also Judas.
但其中也有犹大。
I wonder how long Jesus prayed to see, Father, do you really want me to have Judas?
我很想知道耶稣祷告了多长时间求问父，父啊，你真的要我拣选犹大吗？
But he chose to do what the Father showed him. It took him all night in prayer before he decided who it should be.
但他选择了父的旨意，他花了整夜的时间来祷告，求问神到底他要拣选哪一位。
A few chapters later, it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place when he sees that one of his disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray.
在路加福音后面几章的经文里，十一章，耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告。
That's what John taught his disciples, teach us to pray.
就像约翰教导他的门徒一样。
And so Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven.
耶稣说，你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父。
That's where Jesus introduces us to the Father.
耶稣在这里把我们带到父的面前。
A father knows how to give good gifts unto his children.
我们的父知道把好东西给他的儿女。
Oh, I know that my husband is a loving father to our sons.
哦，我知道我的先生是一个慈爱的父，是他三个儿子慈爱的父亲。
But how much more our heavenly father loves all of us.
但我们的天父更是何等的爱我们每一个人。
It's so wonderful to call him Father.
何等的美好，我们可以称他为我们的父。
He is Lord and he is Master, but Jesus says, you can call him Father.
他是我们的主，他是我们的神，但主耶稣却跟我们说，你们可以叫他为父。
And then the next, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
下面他教我们说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
That means it's sacred, it's full of power.
那意味着他的名是神圣的，是满了能力的。
It's worthy to be praised.
他的名配得赞美。
We come into his presence with rejoicing with singing.
我们带着喜乐和赞美来到他的面前。
We worship him.
我们敬拜他。
He draws near as we call upon him in worship, in praise.
当我们以敬拜赞美呼求他的名的时候，他就靠近我们。
Then Jesus says, Your kingdom come.
然后主耶稣说，愿你的国降临。
Oh, they were looking for the kingdom. They were looking for an outward kingdom.
哦，他们期待着一个外在的国度。
They wanted Jesus to be crowned king.
他们愿意耶稣被冠为王。
But Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world.
但主耶稣说，我的国不属这世界。
Then he told us, the kingdom of heaven is within you.
然后他告诉我们，神的国就在你们的心里。
That's where he wants to be crowned, within our hearts.
他要在那里被冠为王，就在我们的心里。
He wants to sit on the throne.
他渴望坐在我们心中的宝座上。
He wants to rule over our thoughts and over our words and our actions.
他渴望统治我们的思想，我们的言语，我们的行为。
Most of the time, self sits on the throne.
大多数时间，自我坐在宝座上。
And self-love dictates what we will say and what we will do.
自爱决定了我们说什么话，做什么事。
Oh, but when his kingdom comes, all is changed.
Oh, 但是当他的国降临的时候，一切就都改变了。
We want to put the crown on his head.
我们要把冠冕戴在他的头上。
We want to bow before him.
我们要俯伏在他的面前。
We want him to have his kingdom reigning in our heart.
我们要他的国度在我们的心里掌权。
That our words will be under his, subject to him.
好让我们的言语、我们的话语都被他来管制。
Our thought life will be brought under his rulership.
我们的心思意念也都被他来统管。
Our attitudes and fault-finding criticism.
我们的态度，我们的挑剔，挑剔的态度，批评人的心态
，will be laid at his feet，
都要摆放在他的脚前。
And his kingdom of love will take over in our lives。
他那爱的国度就要在我们的生命里掌权。
And the rest of the Lord's prayer is, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
主导文的后半部分是说，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Oh, that's when we have great peace.
那就是我们怎样得到极大的平安。
And his will is done on earth as it is in heaven.
他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
All the terror, all the evil, all of the war that's going on in the world today.
所有的恐惧，所有的罪恶都在世上发生。
It's because this earth is not our home.
那是因为这个世界不是我们的家。
This world is under the power of the enemy.
这个世界在恶者的手下。
But we can have God's kingdom in our hearts.
但我们可以让神的国降临在我们的心里。
He can set up his throne within us.
他可以在我们心中设立他的宝座。
And that will be like heaven on earth.
那就像天降临在地上一样。
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
赞美主。
Now it came to pass in Luke chapter 9.About 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up to the mountain to pray.
路加福音九章二十八节，说了这话以后，约有八天，耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各上山去祷告。
As he prayed, his appearance changed.
正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了。
Oh, the appearance on his face was altered. His robe became white and glistening.
他的面貌改变，他的衣服洁白放光。
You know, that can happen to you too.
你知道这也可以发生在你的身上。
As you pray and draw near to God, you reflect his beauty.
当你祷告亲近神的时候，你就反映了他的荣美。
When you meet someone who walks with God in a restaurant, my husband will say to the waitress, "Do you know the Lord Jesus?" And she'll answer, "Yes, I do." And you could tell because her face is shining.
当你遇见一个与神同行的人，你从他们的脸上会看见神的荣美。我的先生在餐馆遇见一个女的服务生的时候，他说：“你认识耶稣吗？”那个服务生说：“是的。”我的先生说：“是，我从你的脸上看见了耶稣的荣美。”
Just like Paul says to the Corinthians, "By beholding him, you're changed into the same image from glory to glory."
就像使徒保罗在哥林多后书所说的。当我们注视主，仰望他的容脸，我们就被改变，荣上加荣。
The people in Antioch realized when the Christians came there, Paul came there, they called him Christian because they look like Christ.
安提阿的教会被称为基督徒，因为人们看见他们就像基督一样，所以称他们为基督徒。
Did they see some of the glory of God's presence on their faces?
他们是不是看见了神同在的荣美在他们的脸上？
Yes, we become like what we look at.
是的，我们将要成为我们所像神一样的样子。
If you stare at the news on television very long, you look sad.
如果你花很多的时间看电视上的新闻，你的脸看起来就会很悲哀。
But when you get into the presence of Jesus and behold him, you start to reflect that beautiful peace and glory from his face.
但如果你花时间来到耶稣的同在里，来注视他的容脸，你就会来反映他脸上的荣美，他的平安。
Peter and James and John were up on the mountain. They saw two other men talking with Jesus, Moses and Elijah.
当彼得、约翰、雅各在山上的时候，他们看见了另外两个人，摩西和以利亚。
Moses represented the law, Elijah represented the prophets, and they appeared in glory and spoke of Jesus dying on the cross.
摩西代表旧约的律法，以利亚代表先知，他们在荣耀里显现，谈论耶稣去世的事。
The time was drawing near when this was to be accomplished at Jerusalem.
谈论将要在耶路撒冷发生的事。
And Peter automatically wanted to build three tabernacles, one for Moses, one for Elijah, one for Jesus.
彼得立即就想要搭三座棚，一座为耶稣，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
But then the Father's glory and presence fell upon them, and they ended up falling on the ground.
但父的荣耀和能力降临在他们身上，他们就俯伏在地。
And when they opened their eyes, all they saw was Jesus.
当他们举目一看，不见一人，只见耶稣在那里。
Once again, God speaks and he says,This is my son, hear him.
神再一次说话了，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
He's the one to listen to.
他是那一位你们要听的。
He's the one to honor.
他是那一位你们要尊荣的。
Because he is my chosen son.
因为他是我所拣选的爱子。
His son Jesus came into the world in full obedience to his father's will.
他的爱子耶稣来到世上，完全地顺服了父的旨意。
He emptied himself.
他倒空了自己。
And as a man, the son of man, he called himself so many times in the scripture. When he spoke about himself,Jesus called himself the Son of Man.
在圣经里很多的地方，当主耶稣提到他自己的时候，他称他自己为人子。
And as a man, he overcame by being in constant fellowship with his Father.
作为一个人，他借着不间断的与父的交通，他得胜了。
It was.Constantly depending on his father's communicating his will to him.
他不间断地依赖于父向他交通他的旨意。
Oh, Jesus, we thank you for showing us the way.
哦，主耶稣，我们感谢你向我们启示了这一条道路。
We don't like to be dependent. We feel very independent naturally.
我们很天然的就感到很独立，我们不喜欢依赖。
But help us to realize you became dependent on your father.
但帮助我们认识到你是完全的依赖你的父。
Help us to realize what benefit we would have if we would be more dependent on Jesus.
帮助我们认识到，如果我们更多的依赖耶稣，我们将要得到多么大的好处。
For your glory, we pray. Amen.
为着你的荣耀，我们祷告。Amen.
Now they're getting closer to Jerusalem all the time. And Jesus is coming to the place where Mary and Martha asked him to come and pray for their brother Lazarus. He was sick.
现在耶稣越来越靠近耶路撒冷了。他来到伯大尼的地方，马大和玛利亚请他来为他的弟兄祷告，因为拉撒路快要死了。
And Jesus didn't come right away.
但耶稣并没有立即去。
And the sisters were disappointed.
姐妹俩非常的失望。
If you had just been here, our brother wouldn't have died.
他们说，如果你早来这里，我们的弟兄必不至于死。
That's when Jesus wept.
耶稣哭了。
You know, people misunderstand you, it hurts.
你知道，当人们误解你的时候，那很伤害人。
But Jesus waited in prayer for direction from his Father.
但主耶稣花时间祷告，在等候父的指示。
Even the disciples didn't understand why he waited.
就连门徒们也不明白为什么他在等候。
But in the chapter in John, we read, Jesus said, take away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying.
但在约翰福音我们读到，主耶稣让他们把这个死人坟墓上的石头挪开。
Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me.
耶稣举目望天说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。
That's something you ought to say when you pray. Father, I thank you that you hear me.
当你祷告的时候，你也应该这样说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。
And Jesus said, I know that you always hear me.
耶稣说，我也知道你常听我。
But because of the people standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me.
但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。
Now when he prayed these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
说了这话，就大声呼叫说：“拉撒路出来！”
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
He got direction from his father, not just for a healing, but God wanted to do a greater work.
他从父得到指示，不只是要医治病人，因为神要做更大的工。
He raised Lazarus from the dead.
他让拉撒路从死里复活。
And the result was that many Jewish people believed in Jesus when they saw Lazarus alive.
结果就是很多犹太人因为看见拉撒路复活就信了主。
When God has his way, he often wants to do a greater work.
当神要我们等候的时候，是因为他总是要做更大的工作。
So we must stand still until he says, go.
所以我们必须安静地站立，只等到他对我们说，去。
Jesus was always careful to do that.
主耶稣一直小心谨慎地这样做。
Now at this time is very near to his going to the cross.
现在他离上十字架已经非常的近了。
In the very next chapter, we hear Jesus praying, My soul is troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour.
在约翰福音的下一章，我们看到主耶稣祷告说：我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候。
But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name.
但我原是为这时候来的。父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。
And here they hear that voice that came from heaven again, saying, I have glorified it and will glorify it again.
当时就有声音从天上来说，我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。
Now, a few chapters later, Jesus spoke these words, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son.
到了约翰福音十七章，主耶稣又说，父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子。
That your Son also may glorify you.
使儿子也荣耀你。
This is the 17th chapter of John. This is the Lord's Prayer, a full chapter of his prayer.
这是在约翰福音十七章，这一整章都是主耶稣的祷告。
Jesus prays, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you've given me, for they're yours.
主耶稣祷告说，我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求，却为你所赐给我的人祈求，因他们本是你的。
You should memorize verse 20.
你应当背下来约翰福音十七章二十节。
I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word.
我不单为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
He realized Jesus looked down through the ages and he was praying for you.
你要想到在这历史历代以来，主耶稣一直在观看，他也看见你，他也在为你祈求。
He was praying for me too.
他也在为我祈求。
Because we have come to believe in him through the word.
因为我们因着他的话就信了他。
Oh, that should give us courage to think that Jesus is praying for us.
那应当带给我们勇气，知道耶稣在为我们祷告。
Because we know he ever lives to make intercession for us.
因为我们知道他是长远活着为我们代求。
We have him seated at the right hand of the Father praying for us.
我们知道他坐在父宝座的右边为我们祷告。
Oh, how we are thrilled to know there's power in his prayers.
Oh, 我们何等的兴奋知道在他的祷告里带着大能。
His prayers for our cleansing.
他在为我们得洁净而祷告。
Because he says to the Father, I shed my blood.That you might cleanse them.
因为他对父说，我流出了我的宝血，好让你来洁净他们。
I surrendered my will that you might accomplish your will in their lives.
我降服了我的意志，好让你在他们的生命里成就你的旨意。
Oh, thank you, Jesus. After this prayer,We come to the Garden of Gethsemane.
感谢主，在这个祷告之后，我们来到克西马尼园。
Jesus said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there."
主耶稣对门徒们说，你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。
He went a little farther and he fell on his face.
他就稍往前走，俯伏在地。
Have you ever fallen on your face?
你有没有面伏于地过呢？
I remember when I first came to visit in Texas, where Pastor Chow had invited my husband and I to come and serve with him.
我记得当我第一次来到德州，来拜访周牧师的聚会的时候，他邀请了我和我先生到达拉斯来。
When it came time to pray, I saw different ones with their faces in the carpet.
当我们祷告的时候，我发现一些姐妹们，她们面伏于地在祷告。
They were crying out to the Lord.
她们向神呼喊。
They were praying for souls.
她们为灵魂祷告。
That God would have his way to bring people to Jesus.
好让神把人们带到耶稣的面前。
And some of you are the answer to those prayers.
你们中的一些人就是这祷告的答应。
We need to be led by the Holy Spirit. There are times when we need to fall on our face.
我们需要被圣灵引导，有一些时间我们需要面伏于地来祷告。
It's a picture of surrender.
那是一个降服的图画。
To the wonderful will of God.
降服于父神美好的旨意。
It's another sign of humility that we know that of ourselves we can do nothing at all.
那也是一个谦卑的记号。我们知道凭着我们自己我们什么都不能做。
Well, here in this chapter, Matthew, Jesus falls on his face and prayed to the Father.
而在这马太福音二十六章，主耶稣面伏于地，他向他的父祷告。
He says, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me.
他说，父啊，若是可行，求你叫这杯离开我。
Don't let me have to go through this.
让我不要经历这一切。
Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.
然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done.
第二次又去祷告说，我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的旨意成全。
That's where the victory was won, in the garden.
在客西马尼园，那就是他得胜的地方。
When Jesus made that full surrender to the will of God, we receive the victory.
当耶稣完全的降服于父的旨意，我们就得到了这个得胜。
As a result, he carried it out on the cross.
结果他就在十字架上得胜了。
And right after that,Jesus went to see the disciples and they were all sleeping.
这是以后他看到他的三个门徒都在睡觉。
So he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words.
耶稣就离开他们第三次祷告，说的话还是与先前一样。
We won our salvation when Jesus prayed in the garden.
当耶稣在客西马尼园祷告的时候，他就赢得了我们的救赎。
He paid the price right there.
他在那里付上了代价。
He surrendered altogether to the Father's will.
他全然地降服于父的旨意。
And when he goes to the cross,We find him praying on the cross.
当他上了十字架，我们发现他在十字架上也在祷告。
Luke's Gospel, chapter 23. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do.
在路加福音二十三章三十四节，耶稣祷告说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
He's praying for forgiveness to those that have crucified him.
他为那些钉他的人求饶恕。
Do we pray for our enemies?
我们有没有为我们的仇敌祷告呢？
They realize they don't know what they're doing.
他们所做的，他们不晓得。
That was the heart of Jesus. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do.
那就是耶稣的心。他对父说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们不知道他们所做的。
When Jesus cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands.I commit my spirit.
然后耶稣大声喊着说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
Having said this, he breathed his last.
说了这话，气就断了。
His last breath was a prayer.
他的最后一口气是一个祷告。
So we see as we review the life of Jesus,He began in prayer, and he ended in prayer.
所以当我们看耶稣的一生，他是以祷告开始，也是以祷告结束。
It was the most important that he seek a father's will.
最重要的是，他一直在寻求父的旨意。
He was dependent.On his father.
他完全的依赖于父神。
And we need to be dependent on him.
我们也需要依赖于他。
We need to say with the prophet, we have no might, we have no power. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you.
我们需要像先知一样的说，我们没有势力，没有才能。我们甚至不知道该做什么，但是我们的眼目在你的身上。
Have your way, Lord, have your way.
主啊，照你的旨意行，照你的意思行。
The greatest prayer we can pray is not my will, but yours be done.
我们能够祷告的最好的祷告就是，不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思。
Oh, Jesus, we thank you that you're here this morning.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们感谢你，今天早上你在这里。
We ask you to pour out your spirit upon us.
我们恳求你浇灌你的圣灵在我们的当中。
Help us to realize our greatest privilege is to be dependent.
帮助我们认识到我们最大的特权就是来依赖你。
That we come to realize that we have no might, we have no power.
让我们能够认识到我们没有实力，没有才能。
We don't even know what to do, but our eyes are on you.
我们甚至不知道该做什么，但是我们的眼目在你的身上。
We're looking at you.
我们在仰望你。
And as we See you in the scriptures, we see that you are a man of prayer.
当我们在圣经里看见你，我们看见你是那一位祷告的人。
Give us a heart that prays.
赐给我们一颗心来祷告。
Let the prayer come from our heart to your heart.
让这祷告从我们的心里发出，流到你的心里。
Sometimes our prayers are without words. They're longing after you.
有的时候我们的祷告没有言语，就是这样的渴慕你。
Oh, we must have you, Jesus.
Oh, 耶稣，我们必须要有你。
We desire you.
我们渴慕你。
We know if we have you, we have all that we need.
我们知道我们有了你，我们就有了我们所需要的一切。
Take over more greatly in our lives.
你在我们的生命里更多的来接管。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
I know it's according to your will.
我知道这是照着你的旨意。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to have Pastor Hong Leon pray if she's with us this morning.
如果凤莲牧师在我们当中，我希望凤莲牧师来祷告。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, Rabasha, la babasha, la la la. Oh, Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. 亲爱的主耶稣，感谢你。感谢你为我们立了榜样，活出你自己的生命给我们看。哦，主啊，今天我们学习你的生命，从生命的开始到末了，你都是跟父有一个连结，有一个深深的依靠，借着祷告把所有的一切都交托。主啊，今天哦，我们在这里，我们要学习主耶稣的生命，我们要像主耶稣那样以你这样的连结，凡事都借着祷告，凡事都跟你连结，凡事都依靠你。哦，亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你，感谢你，感谢你圣灵对我们线上每一位同学来说话，叫我们一生一世都是紧紧的跟你连接，跟随你。哦，我们看到主耶稣的生命就是以主合而为一，以父合而为一，一致的连接以父。我们感谢主耶稣你自己的爱，感谢你为我们活出这样的生命，让我们每一个在线上的哦家人们都能够学习你的生命。亲爱的圣灵啊，更多的浇灌，更多的充满，我们需要你，需要你，需要你，我们爱你，我们爱你，耶稣，我们爱你。哦，今天让我们更深更深的得着你，更深的连接。我们感谢你，我们感谢所有的一切，感谢耶稣的祷告，每一个祷告让天开，每一个祷告病得医治，每一个祷告哦谦卑在你面前，每一个祷告就是把自己的意思放在你，交给你，不再有自己的意思。每一个祷告都是荣耀你的名。哦，主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你，谢谢你，我们感谢你，我们爱你。我们这样的感谢祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们，哈利路亚，赞美主，
阿们。
Amen.
Ruby, if we have time, I could have your mercy.
志祥姐妹可以祷告吗？
Hallelujah, 主耶稣，我们谢谢你。主啊，谢谢你教导我们祷告。主啊，带我们进入到祷告的生活里面。亲爱的圣灵，你要更多的充满我们，更多的充满我们。我们不知道怎么祷告，但是我们愿意学习。主啊，真的让我们这个祷告是可以更贴近你的心。主啊，你夺我们的心，我们也更多拥有你的心，更多明白你的旨意，是一个深渊与深渊的相应。主耶稣啊，主啊，圣灵，你来帮助我们，帮助我们进入，带我们在这个第一堂课，这第一个星期开始，就带我们深深的进入这个祷告的生活里面。主啊，就与你相交的生活里面，时时刻刻在心里面跟你有一个很深的交流。主啊，时时刻刻的让我这样的交流，以至于我们的里面有一个很 很大的改变。主啊，我们可以更在你的话语当中摸到你的心意，进入你的话语。主啊，你的话语里的你的生命就是我们里面的祷告。主啊，你来做。耶稣，谢谢你，我们要更认识你，更追求你。主啊，我们知道我们不够，但主耶稣啊，你来加力量，帮助我们，让网校主啊这么我们这么多人来到你的面前来学习。主啊，你这一次带我们，主啊，在各地进入祷告的生活，与你相交的生活，主啊，住在你里面的生活。谢谢主，主啊，你来帮助。主啊，我们对你有我们相信你，我们对你有信心。主啊，知道我们向你祈求，我们向你求告，主啊，我们会得着的，你会做的。谢谢主耶稣，宝血遮盖，宝血遮盖。主啊，保守我们的心在你的里面。主啊，谢谢你，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
哦，哈利路亚 ，Jesus。
Jesus,
you have given us the example.
主，你为我们立了榜样。
And you are calling us to get alone with you.
你呼召我们单独与你独处。
We pray that you will pour out your spirit on each one.
我们恳求你浇灌你的灵在我们每一个人的身上。
Give us the spirit of prayer.
赐给我们那祷告的灵。
We desire to be like you.
我们渴望能够像你。
We see you as the example of someone who prayed all the time.
我们看见你是这样一个榜样，你时时都在祷告。
Under all circumstances, you prayed.
在任何的境况里，你都祷告。
And we want to pray too.
我们也要祷告。
We want to be dependent on you.
我们也渴望依赖于你。
So we ask you to pour out your spirit.
所以我们恳求你浇灌下你的灵。
Make us like lovers of yours.
把我们成为你的爱人。
Increase our love for you.
加增我们对你的爱。
That we don't have to come with anything in our hands, we can come just like we are.
我们手里不需要带着任何东西，我们只要带着我们的本相来到你面前。
And you will make us well pleasing in the Father's sight.
你就使我们在父的眼中得蒙喜悦。
Oh Jesus, wash us in your precious blood.
哦，主耶稣，用你的宝血来洗净我们。
Cause our hearts to burn with love for you.
让我们的心里燃烧着对你的爱火。
Cause our face to shine with your glory.
让我们的脸反映你的荣美。
Keep us joyful.
让我们保守我们的喜乐。
Knowing that we can depend on you completely.
知道我们可以完全的依赖你。
You are the answer to every need.
你是每一个需要的答案。
We just want to stay very close to you.
我们只想要一直保持跟你很亲近。
Keep lifting our heart to you.
继续让我们的心举起来向着你。
That you may be able to answer every prayer.
好让你来回应每一个祷告。
As we pray according to your will.
当我们照着你的旨意祈求的时候。
Reveal your will to us.
向我们显示你的旨意。
Speak, Lord, for your servants hear.
主啊，请说，仆人静听。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Thank you for joining with us today.
谢谢你们今天跟我们在一起。
I see the glory of the Lord on your face.
我们看见你们脸上有神的荣美。
We get to be lovers with Jesus.
我们都成为耶稣的爱人。
You take time to seek him today.
你今天花时间来寻求他。
He's closer to you than breathing.
他对你比你的呼吸还要更近。
He's nearer to you than your hands or feet.
他对你比你的手和脚更近。
And he's looking for lovers.
并且他在寻找爱人。
I say, Oh Jesus, I want to be your lover.
对他说 ，Oh 耶稣，我愿意成为你的爱人。
Amen.
Amen.
Goodbye.
再见。